Yeah, I think for me, it's kind of what I expected, you know, going in to show that what I'm capable of. But I think to a lot of people, it showed that I can handle that game speed. You know, obviously there's still going to be a big jump going forward. But that was probably the big question. Everyone wants to know, can he adjust to, well, he's playing FCS ball. All these guys are FBS guys. You know, I think I went in there and proved that I can handle that. I never did. You know, I'm a very confident player, and I know what I'm capable of. But, you know, I know a lot of people had that question, so I was excited to go prove that. Say that again. We'll keep those on hold for a while. How about that? Yeah, it was just, we were all the freshmen were back in the dorms over our, we called it winter camp, as everyone else was back home for Christmas. So we had the dorm to ourselves, and, you know, we had a little fun. A little bit, but, you know, it's always been a dream. You know, I view this as every day is just an opportunity to, and I'm, you know, I'm grateful. I'm excited as heck to keep playing ball for sure, so. So at North Dakota State, we were pro style, under center quite a bit, huddle up. But, you know, over the last couple of years, we got really multiple with that. We ended up doing a lot of different stuff out of the gun. Still stayed true to our power football play action pass. But then there's more of me running the ball a little bit as well. I think that'll help me tremendously going forward. You know, I had a lot, was in charge of a lot at the line of scrimmage, changing plays, run checks, you know, all sorts of fun stuff like that. But obviously there's going to be a jump. You know, the NFL playbook's probably twice the size of what we did, you know, or more. And I'm excited for that. You know, I'm a student of the game. I love learning football, so I'm excited to learn that. Well, I think right away, you know, the biggest challenge that myself, you know, anybody standing up here on this podium is going to say, it's just adjusting to that speed. You know, you put on some NFL tape or you watch Monday Night Football, Sunday games, whatever, you realize these guys are playing fast, you know. And so you got to adjust right away and learn to adapt pretty quick, and I'm excited for that opportunity.
But you can't do that without live competition between now and training camp. How do you convince teams that you can do that, you know, before that happens?
Yeah, you know, I mean, for one, all you can go off of right now is what I've done in the past, you know, what's been put on the tape, so to speak. So I think that speaks for itself quite a bit. And, you know, you come into these meetings, you show what you're capable of learning, how quick you're able to adjust and acquire information and spit it back out and learn and understand. And, you know, that's really all you can do. Yeah, I think the success of guys like Joe Flacco or Tony Romo or, you know, the list goes on, whether it's quarterbacks or other position players, you know, there's a lot of talented individuals at the FCS level that can play. And especially a guy like Flacco coming in early right away as a rookie and winning some ball games, I think shows that, you know, that adjustment can be made by special players for sure. Yeah, you know, I'm not big on speculating about that. You know, I don't really pay a ton of attention to the other guys. I'm really focused on myself and being the best I can be. You know, I believe in myself. I'm confident. I believe in myself to be a franchise quarterback. But, you know, that's for all the opinions really only matter for, you know, you guys all have fun stuff to write about. And then the teams, that's really all that matters. So. I think first and foremost, you got to win. And I think being a winner in the NFL, you know, that'll take you places for sure. I think for me, coming out of North Dakota State, you know, I think the track record speaks for itself as a winner. So when I think of a franchise quarterback, not only do I think of the physical ability, but I think of, being a winner, winning ball games, taking command, being a leader, all those things really come to mind. Yeah, you know, I mean, you got to adjust to all those things. You know, the receivers are going to get faster. The DBs are going to get faster. Your anticipation, your timing's all got to speed up. And, you know, there's only one way to prove that, and that's by doing it. So.
I just mentioned the Cowboys.
you know, I enjoyed my time. You know, I enjoyed my time with that staff. I had time to talk to the Jaguars staff as well and plenty of other staffs also. So I think there's a lot of good coaches. You can tell these guys, they know football, and that's what I love. I love talking football. I love just gaining knowledge and being able to just talk ball. So I'm excited for whatever staff chooses me. Yeah, you know, my preparation is going to be the same no matter where I go, no matter what situation I'm in. You know, you got to go in there and prove yourself. You got to earn the respect. I don't think, no matter if you go into a situation with a Hall of Famer in front of you or a situation with nobody in front of you and it's supposedly given to you, I don't think that's true. You know, you got to earn every bit of it, and, you know, that's how I'm going to handle that situation, whatever exactly situation comes. No, it was always a dream, you know, but I knew I took it one day at a time. You know, I didn't think, you know, from today to 2 years, this is where I'm going to be. And you know, I didn't think like that. It was a goal, but, you know, I was always just one day at a time trying to get better. I mean, I knew, you know, obviously I only started for 2 years in college. I knew I had to make the most of the opportunities, and I thought I did the best I could. Yeah, my involvement with them has been very similar with, you know, the other teams. I don't want to get into specifics with that. You know, I don't like to think of it like that. I'm just here to try and showcase who I am and what I'm capable of doing. So I'm excited for wherever I end up.
Carson, a lot of the coaches have talked about hand size and how important it is to them. How important is it for you that you make much of that?
Not really. You know, I think it's something cool to talk about or whatever. Gives you guys something fun to write about. But, you know, I think it's just... just another measurement that they do here just because.
Can you give us an idea of what teams have expressed interest in you here?
I cannot. I mean, you guys are all probably aware of what's going on there just as much as I am. So, you know, you end up talking to almost all 32 teams throughout the process. So no one really shows their hand. That's not how it works. And, you know, I'm just, like I said, here trying to show the best version of myself.
Where am I training?
Yeah. I'm in Irvine, California, Southern Cal. Just working on, you know, a little bit of everything, obviously speed and strength stuff, for today or for Saturday, I should say, but then also just consistently refining footwork, watching film, watching more NFL film and working on a lot of board work and everything. So pretty much the same stuff probably everybody else is doing, getting ready. So. I think just consistency with my footwork has gotten a lot better from junior to senior year, and now even from the January 9th game in Frisco, Texas to where I'm at today. I think that's just continued to get refined more and more, and it's something that, you know, I'll continue to keep working on going forward. You know, as a competitor, you know, everyone wants to be the top guy, no doubt about it. But, you know, what matters to me is a team that picks me, that believes in me. You know, I want to go in somewhere that, you know, they believe in myself to be that franchise quarterback, whether right away or down the road. You know, that's what's important to me. And I want to go into a good situation, get good coaching, and, you know, just keep playing ball.
Carson, it's been a tough 24 hours for any of you fans. Scott Miller passed away. Can you describe any of your relationship with Scott? I know he's someone that was important.
Yeah, Scotty Miller. For those of you that don't know, was pretty much the voice of the Bison over the past couple, for past long time. You know, I got to know Scotty over the last 2 years really well. Battled cancer for a while, and that guy was just an awesome guy, an amazing person. You know, I almost teared up this morning when I heard he passed away, but I knew he was struggling, and I know he's in a better place. So I'm just thoughts and prayers are with that family for sure. What was the first part of that?
To not have a playbook at the Senior Bowl. What do you think Garrett was trying to get thrown off by that
for you guys? I guess I'm not. We did have a playbook.
Michigan
so.
State Center, Jack Allen, table one.
We had, I mean, it was a little different, but we had a form of playbook, but, you know, we took lots of notes nonetheless, so.
How much thought have you put into potentially being like the face of a franchise?
Texas A&M guard Joe Cheek, table two. Texas A&M guard Joe Cheek, table two.
How much thought? You know, not a ton. You know, I understand it all comes with the territory. And I'm excited for all those opportunities, but at the end of the day, I'm really focused on first and foremost this weekend, and then just every opportunity that I get to really prove myself. Well, for one, to be compared to anybody in the NFL is obviously quite an honor. You know, those guys have already proven themselves. We're all just college kids coming out, trying to make a name for ourselves. So those comparisons, everyone's going to throw their comparisons out there. I think it's tough to really put a guy and say this is who he's like or he's like this guy and put him in a box. I don't think that's fair to myself or to anybody else. But hearing those comparisons, obviously, like I mentioned, I just have nothing but respect for the guys that all the names that have been thrown out there. So it's always cool. The outdoors. I mean, some people might know it, some people don't, but, you know, the great outdoors, a lot of hunting and fishing, wide open land. I love it out there. It'll always be home no matter where I go. North Dakota will always be home, and I'll always love it.
Is football going to kind of mess that up for you? You're not going to be able to probably hunt
anymore. There's always an off season for that, that's for sure.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Atlanta Falcons GM Thomas Mitroff, Podium A, Atlanta.